Sorry to keep you waiting, Senator. It'll be just a minute, please.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Senator?
Yes.
Can you continue holding, sir? Or are you in a hurry? Or pardon?
Yes, I'll hold a little while longer.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Carson, Russell speaking.
Hi, Russell.
How are you, sir?
I was on the phone talking to Big Justice.
Oh, I know you're awfully busy. Mr. President, appreciate the invitation to that plane ride to Missouri tomorrow. If you have something that you think you ought to talk to me about, I'd be delighted to be there. If it's one of these nice, sweet things you do for Russell Long, well, you really do too much for me anyhow. You better let me stay here and look after you.
All right, I didn't know what I did. I just wanted to invite you right out there and see the president, come back, and I wouldn't go if I had anything else to do. I just didn't want to overlook you.
Well, I just sat there and heard Wayne Morris make one of the most brutal damn speeches about our foreign policy in Vietnam that's been made in the history of the war. It wasn't anybody sitting there but me, which I think is kind of your advantage in a way, that they, well, he spoke to all empty desks while I was both the Republican leader, the Democrat leader, and the presiding officer. But somebody ought to go to work and answer a bunch of that damn stuff, because it's even though there's only one guy there, it's made empty desks. Same time, somebody should get to work and get up a good speech, answering all that damn foolishness. And nobody else is going to do it. I've got to do that. At least I think I've got to, because I think I'm your friend. I ought to. And that kind of stuff, though, requires a guy to be around to do a little work on it. I can't. Morris has obviously spent a hell of a lot of time working up all that junk, and he's had a lot of help, you can tell that, and somebody's got to go to work and get himself some help to respond to it. He's your friend, which I think I am.
I know you are. I'll tell Bundy to help you on any way you want to, on anything in the foreign field down here, and if you'll call him, he'll send somebody up to counsel with you and help you prepare anything you want.
Well, I'm...
Bundy, or you just grab a car and come down here anytime you want to.
Right, sir. Well, I'm sure that they'll do a good job helping me. Incidentally, I don't know, it might have escaped your notice, but you've got some fellows whose names are down there about that Federal Power Commission, and just for fear that one of the fellows whose names are recommended down there to you might not be satisfactory, as far as I'm concerned, knowing that you've got fellows tugging on you on both sides, about 7 or 8 months ago, I put General Bob Landry's name in there, who was Harry Truman's Air Force aide, you'll recall. He's a darn good fella. He was born in Louisiana, but he's an Arizona citizen, been gone a long time, not committed either side. And my guess is that that's the kind of fella who would try to keep you from being embarrassed by any decision.